You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us. We've got people that want to rap about Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. We can do that, but we want to mix something in. And I hate that in 2024 we have to do these like PSAs because people are so sensitive. But here we are. I am not mad at either side. I'm not mad at Michigan football. I'm not mad at Bryce Underwood. I can say something makes sense, but still say it's a sad look. So today, reports come out. Now, I am very careful with the NIL stuff because, frankly, nobody can ever give you actual numbers on what actual people are actually getting. So when you see a report that Michigan has now upped the offer to the Belleville superstar quarterback to a $10.5 million NIL offer, show me the Carfax. Well, it's over 4 years. Is it? Are the payments equal? Are there out clauses? Does the kid get to renegotiate? Guys, I have no idea. We're just going to settle on $10.5 million to a guy who hasn't gone to prom yet. And all I have said is this. I actually respect what Michigan's trying because they are largely effed. I mean, they don't have their quarterback decommitted. They don't have one on the roster. Here's the best one in America, allegedly. And he's, what, 25 minutes from campus? Does that sound about right? Okay. But on the other side, I look at this and I go, all right, A, they look like Wayne Diamond. They do. Baby, booby. I mean, they just look like the old creep at the bar trying to pick up a 25-year-old. It's pathetic. Like, guys, you won 3 Big Ten titles and a natty, and you couldn't get this kid to go to your school. So now you're just like, well, what if I let your friend go on my boat? Well, what if we get on my private jet? Well, what if we go for a helicopter ride? You're like raising this ante to a point where, and Rico will have way more of this because Rico did some beautiful research. Guys, I'll just say on surface, I don't care if it was Michigan, Michigan State, whatever. Paying $10.5 million to a high school football player is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. I mean, I get what you're trying to do. It's on the off chance that he actually is him. But what Rico's going to show you is the reality of like, hi, I'm Jackson Arnold. Like it's a disaster most times.
Yeah. It ends up, well, here's the thing, Mike. If you bring him in, and let's just say he goes to Michigan, you pay him the money, everybody's happy. He's your starter day one. You're married to him, for better or for worse. I don't care how many picks he throws, you have to keep starting him and you have to keep playing him. Why? You got to get your money's worth. There's no turning around now. Where are you going to, because nobody's going to follow him up because he's getting all the money.
Gets hurt. Backup is electric. Season turns around. Doesn't matter. It's Bryce's job. Yeah. Has a terrible injury. Might not be all the way back. expects his job back. Like what Rico's shooting you straight here. Look, same thing. It's why MSU can't bench Aiden Childs. Yeah. Paying him too much. Now, again, it's a pittance compared to $10.5 million. Let's be clear. But I want to know where you're at as a college football fan, more specifically as a Michigan fan, even more specifically as an effing adult, that I can say Michigan's doing what they think they need to do, and I'm not mad at it at all. I don't think it's a good idea. I do think you look like Wayne Diamond wearing a fashion scarf. I think it's absurd. I think it's sad, but I want all opinions to be welcome on it because I look, you can try, but like you have the research on this.
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we can do that.
Present this to the people.
So here's the thing. Your quarterback class, let's just go back just as recently as last year, Mike. Last year's quarterback class, well, the 2023 quarterback class, of the top seven quarterbacks that came out of that class, you know how many are still with their original teams from 2023? Top seven QBs coming out. Arch Manning, he's still at Texas.
Okay.
Your boy Nico.
He's at Tennessee.
He's at Tennessee. Dante Moore.
Gone. He went to Oregon. He left UCLA.
Jackson Arnold.
He just blows. Nobody wants him. That's why he's still with Oklahoma.
Malachi Nelson.
Second team transferred from USC because he couldn't win the job. Went to Boise. Couldn't beat out the little guy they got, Madsen Maddox.
Yeah. Rashada.
He might be in space. He's played for like seven schools.
Yeah, he's been to five different schools, it seems like, before he took a first step. And Aiden Childs.
No, he left Oregon State for MSU.
So it just, you're going to pay this man this money. Chances are he's only going to be there for 1 year. Or you get the other where you pay for this quarterback and he just never really becomes anything. 2022, your best quarterback that year was Drew Aller. Imagine paying $10 million for a quarterback that is Drew Aller, Cabe Klubnik.
He was terrible his first year plus at Clemson. He was.
Yes. Or Ty Simpson.
Who?
From Alabama.
Like I said, who?
Right.
Who the hell's Ty Simpson? He'll be Bart Simpson. I don't know who that is.
He plays at Tulane now.
No, he doesn't. Mensa's their starting quarterback.
Exactly.
No,
he's
played
there.
Oh,
yeah.
He was the number four QB coming out, highly recruited guy. Ty Simpson went to Alabama.
He's at Tulane.
Yeah.
He got beat out by a freshman. That Mensa kid they start is a freshman. Yes. Oh, dear.
It's a crapshoot. And what I'm saying, I'm not a Michigan fan. You know that. I'm saying, guys, this is a bad mistake. If you're not only do you look desperate, but you're banking on a kid and most first-year quarterbacks, because you're going to start him. There's no such thing as a red shirt. You will not get the Arch Manning treatment because I think Arch is in a totally different category because he comes from money. He comes from a quarterback family, and they sat him down and said, Arch, you're not ready. If you go and you start this guy his very first year, there is a 99% chance it will be a failure. It will be lots of pick sixes. It will be lots of interceptions. It will be lots of losing games. It is not what you signed up for.
If I am a Michigan fan, here's what I would prefer. Let's just say he's getting 2.5 per year at Michigan. That makes up the 10.5. I'd rather take $2.5 million and go get this year's Cam Ward.
Yep.
Get a kid that's done it at the college level.
Yes.
That I can still, there's a lot of risk to it, but that's where I, like, and if I were a donor, that's where I would want to direct my money. Is I have tape that says this young man can play.
You, my friend, are smart. Because if you're listening to what I'm saying, a lot of the top quarterbacks are transferring out. Don't buy the original package. Wait. Let it mature somewhere else and then go and get it if it's good. 2021 class, your top four quarterbacks. Only one stuck with his team. That was Drake May. The top quarterback was Quinn Ewers. Started off at Ohio State. Ended up at Texas. Caleb Williams started off at Oklahoma. Ended up at USC. Sam Huard started off at Washington. He's now at Utah. That was from your 2021 class.
Oh, wow. I forgot about him.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to do. And I know I'll end up disappointed, guys. But I want everyone to feel welcome to talk about this, whether it's just as an adult, And at what level does this become offensive to you? But it's more than that. Like, if you're a Michigan fan, is this what you want? Or would you prefer that, you know, no, just go to the portal. Get a guy that's going to come in here at age 20 or 21, not 17, and spend the money that way. Or do you actually think it's a good idea? I mean, look, I don't begrudge any program for trying, because that's more than what mine's doing. But I wouldn't want this for MSU. I wouldn't. I don't think it's a good idea, because here's the problem. You can say the money doesn't matter, but it does, because it's not the school spending it. The minute the schools begin funding NIL, I will totally agree with the callers, Rico, and go, it's not my money, I don't care. Spend. The donors, but it's the message in the locker room. And this is the issue I take. How does it play? A, if you're going to do the NIL, it's got to be private. Like, I would hate the idea of showing up at campus, 10.5 mil. What's the vibe in the room? And then the minute you don't look anything other than outer worldly, I'm sorry. The human condition is resentment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this is the best way. I think if you're Michigan and you want to bounce back from this season, take $2 million and go get insert name here.
Go get the best quarterback in the MAC. Go get the first team QB.
Well, Indiana, they went out and got Curtis Rourke, who was a two-time MAC Offensive Player of the Year, an adult, legal drinking age. He descended into the system. He knows the playbook in and out. Right. Now you go win. Like, I'd much rather do that.
Because here's the thing. If you go that route, you go get that quarterback, chances are that quarterback may bring his favorite receiver or two with him to that new school. Hey, can you cut my buddy a check for $100,000? He'll join me. He knows the system. He knows how I like to play. He knows where I throw the ball.
Now, here's the thing. And I've read way too many articles about this today than I care to admit. But apparently this news broke this morning, and then what? Underwood took the social media and put out a picture of him in an LSU jersey.
Yes.
So, look, I have no idea what will happen. It doesn't mean a hill of beans to me. It's an interesting story. It does involve a local school. And I do think, as a fan, whether you're for or against it, you have an opinion about it. I think as an adult, a fan of any school, I mean, are we crossing into some really weird waters here? $10.5 million for a high school player? Enrico gave you the Carfax about the failure rate of the Bryce Underwoods of years prior? I don't know, man. It does strike me as a bit odd to pay a high school athlete more than a guy drafted in the second round of the NFL draft.
Yeah.
That's very strange to me.
I mean, 2019, the best example of this was Spencer Rattler, who came in setting all types of records. He was the guy.
On the reality show, number one QB, Oklahoma, latest in a long line of great OU Sooner. Ass.
Yeah. You know what? You're going to play. They put him in there. As soon as he got there, it was a disaster. The game was way too fast for
him. I want to hear from Michigan fans. I'm fine if you're not a Michigan fan. And I'm not judging either side. If Bryce Underwood said, look, it's too much money to say no to, I'll come here and throw 18 passes a week. God bless. $10.5 million, life-changing money.
Right.
For Michigan, you got donors that are dumb enough to do it. God bless. I don't care. But that allows us to talk about it in real time and go, is that even a good idea? 248-539-9797. Or all you Michigan fans in a hole, figure it out. We'll get to David, hear what he has to say about it as well. What? Uh-huh. I'm just awfully quiet. I don't understand it. To me, this is a very interesting topic, and it has nothing to do with rivalry. It has everything to do with,
right,
do you want this?
And that's really what it boils down to. Do you think this is a good idea for your school to do this? 248-539-9797.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to get to the people in 1 second. I want to check in on the ticket text. David has said it has been explosive. We're just asking the question. I have no idea whether the kid will go to U of M or not. And again, the NIL stuff is so murky. But the reports are what you go off of. U of M's offering a high school kid $10.5 million. Is he number one player in America? Yes. Is he a quarterback? Yes. Is he 25 minutes from campus? Yes. I don't begrudge them trying to do it. I just don't think it's a good idea. I would much rather go buy Cam Ward. Finished product. Adult. Ready to come in next year and throw 300 passes.
Somebody who's been acclimated to the speed of the game, because it's a different game from high school to college, from college to the pros. We've seen that
before. Enrico gave you data. You missed it. You can go odyssey.com rewind. It's just, look, this is the arduous road of five-star quarterbacks. It is a lot of miss and very few hit, but it's not my money. I'm not going to stress about it. But I will tell you, if I were a fan or I were a donor, I'd say, no, here's $2.5 million. Go get me the most established starter who's awesome now. I want that guy. Because the reality is, as talented as Underwood may be, needs a year. It's just one of those. Nico needed a year. Right. Arch is getting two. Like, these young guys, just take a year, get your body right, learn the scheme, learn the offense. Like, I don't even think it's a great idea for Bryce to go to LSU and start day one in the SEC.
Right, because think about this. Or if not, it means that, let's just say he does go to Michigan and he sits a year, you're already $2.5 million in the hole, hoping that he's now going to be a great return on investment.
248-539-9797. David, what do the people have to say?
Jay from Pontiac says Michigan should take that money and get what they need from the portal. They have too many needs to spend that much on one player. Bryce has won at every level. I've seen him go to Ohio, Florida, and beat everybody. He will win at least two natties wherever he goes. Fact is, he is worth every dime. I've seen him up close. He is him.
All right, hold on. I just want to be clear. I'm understanding what I'm hearing. You're equating high school showcases, and you've gone full Beano Cook. You'll have to look that up, Kenny. And you're claiming he'll win two national titles no matter where he goes. I can't help you.
Yeah, I think he just said that Bryce will be Jimmy Clausen.
I just, guys.
Because that's what Beano Cook said, that Jimmy Clausen was going to win not one, but two ice.
Ron Paulus.
Oh, it was Ron. Oh, I thought it was Jimmy Clausen.
You'll have to look up Beano Cook. Had a Hall of Fame turkey gobbler. He was one of those dudes. He put his dress shirt on, but like his neck was down at his nipples. He had like a gobbler.
He did. Jeez. He did.
Pounce. Like, he would just yell it. He was on ESPN back in the day. Yeah. And when he would really get going, the gobbler would wiggle around. It was something else.
Yeah.
You got to pull up Beano Cook if you're young. You got to just.
Or not just take our word for it. It's very disturbing.
Rob Pauls. I mean, he talked that way too. David?
This is a nightmare we're living in college football. You know what, Mike Rico? I'm not for it. But when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
That I totally understand. You can say you're not for it. You're not going to yell about your school doing it. It's really about, do you think it works?
And when in Rome, Rome is going out and getting that portal QB, going and getting somebody who you've seen it work. And don't get so hung up on, oh, we're going to go take the quarterback from, you know, this big time school. No, go and get the guy who lit it up. Maybe a level lesser than Big Ten, but he knows the game. He's good, and that skill will translate to the field. The learning curve is not as steep, because if you bring in a true freshman, better than likely chance he will fail. This is not 7-on-7. Those defensive linemen, They want to take your head off, son. They're not just going to come run up to you and tap you on the back and say, I got you, tag, yeah, you're
and,
it.
And I want to make sure, like, and I will say this one more time for the people in the back. I don't think it's a good idea for anyone, much like him, no, to start at LSU as a freshman. Go look at that schedule. Life's going to come at you real quick. He needs, just take a year. Like, if Michigan's plan is to spend $2 million in the portal for an established QB and let Bryce wait a year, brilliance. Brilliance. Mm-hmm. Worth every bit of $10 million to have him in the incubator, and then you unleash him after a year in the system and a year with training table. I'd fully support it. But let's hear from the people. See what they got.
No. But at that point, you know, do not break glass. I don't care how bad the quarterback is this year. He doesn't play. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's fine. Let's go to Jacob in Plymouth, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, buddy?
Gobble, gobble, yeah, guys. I was going to say, first off, I'm with you guys about going and getting an established quarterback, and I love the idea of spending all the money to get an established quarterback and have him sit for a year. But I don't get what the point is if the billionaires have that much money. I mean, money is nothing to them. If he sits for a year, what would be the big deal besides maybe the players around him?
Yeah, no, if he sat, that's fine. We're talking about, okay, we want to pay $10 million, and essentially you want Bryce Underwood to lead you to a national title and become the number one pick in the draft. So the pathway to doing that is we've got to treat him right and get him ready for success. I can't tell you a true freshman that's walked in and been very good. It's just...
No, it doesn't happen. But I got one more thought.
Yeah.
Wait till a coach or a billionaire wants a player because he's a number one recruit and a coach wants the number three guy because he thinks that he's better and can mold them better.
Yeah.
And you have billionaires recruiting for you over you.
Jacob, all I can tell you is this. You're hitting on the things that are making it hard for me to love that sport. It's like we're living in a simulation. The adults have ceded all control and all common sense. And you're right.
The rivalries are almost dead. The best thing about college football was the hatred between Michigan State and Michigan, Ohio State, and that one game a year, and the NFL had two. Now it's, you know, you're playing USC and Oregon and all these other teams.
Yeah, Big Ten football, Friday night at 11 o'clock, see, UCLA and Washington.
What? You may not see the players on the field may not feel that way, but I think so long as fans are around and alive, they will still hate their rival schools. One true freshman came in and did well.
No, we got time. Don't worry about it, David.
And ironically enough, he's not playing this Sunday.
Not playing Sunday.
No, he's not playing this Sunday in Detroit. But as a true freshman, he played well.
Trevor Lawrence?
Yes.
Okay, but now, to be fair, and now I don't know this comp, Trevor Lawrence was viewed as a generational prospect.
Correct.
Bryce Underwood viewed that way. I'm not slandering the kid, but like I'm not going to treat him like Andrew Luck. I just haven't read that about him. Doesn't mean it hasn't been written. I just haven't read it.
He's been viewed as the top quarterback. No. Not generational, no. But so, I'm saying.
And again, Clemson at that point was a machine.
Yes.
That's a little different than what we're... So,
one.
I'm glad you found the example.
So before people would work for Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, calm down. If you're offended by how this topic is being discussed, you're looking to be offended. I can't help you. To what, David? You're putting your face in your hands.
Oh, because you just said it. I'm just people, man. Just
what's
people.
Wrong?
No, what you said. If people are looking to be offended, then I can't help you.
Right. I've already told you I don't have a problem with it. I just don't think it's a good idea. Oh, you're Sparty. Okay, so if I were a Wolverine and said it, you know what we should do? We're going to get Doug Karsh a skin suit. He's going to come in here dressed as me, and he'll say it. And then maybe you'll listen to the voice of Michigan football. Would that be okay? Here, I have an idea. Somebody dig up Shem Beckler's bones, duct tape them together, and sit him in this seat. You got to get beyond where I went to school. I'm an adult. I can think freely. No, I don't like you, but it doesn't mean I'm blinded to where I can't say, I get it. It's a good idea, theoretically. But I would rather $2 million established guy that's already won a conference, won a playoff game. Get me that guy, and let's go win next year. But whatever.
Give me Daquan Finn.
The Finn. All he does is win.
That's actually not true. 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts. Get to the callers. We got a football today coming up, and then we got to help David out of a real life situation. I've got five easy steps to make that happen. David.
It's not like a infomercial. I got five easy steps.
Yeah, I do. I'm going to solve your problem real quick.
Okay. No, go for me. Get me a junior from a successful Mac or Mountain West or some kind of school or lower power instead of unproven high school QB. Michigan was so busy wondering if they could do it that they never stopped and asked if they should do it. From past experience, this never works out well, usually leads to chaos.
Here's Wait, David, so you mean you don't gather up the party bus and go to all the Bellevue games?
Oh, you saw
games, a gigantic Michigan mural party bus.
No.
At the game, followed by people donned in maize and blue, chanting his name. These things are happening.
No.
Yes.
Wish I could tell you he was lying.
It was a Michigan party bus.
What? Okay. Can I say something to you briefly with the microphones off and we'll resume this show?
Okay.
Oh, very interesting. I don't know what's going on over there. They're saying something to each other.
I'm good. I'll just say, I'll give you the clean version. I really hope that thing broke down in the middle of nowhere and cell service wasn't available. What a collection of losers. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, man. Are they going to they'll be there this week. I forgot where Bellevue will be, but they'll be out again.
They're taking over the stands, but they pull up in this bus.
Hey, David, what are the odds any of them could find U of M's campus with two hands and a flashlight?
Look, they're fans. Let them do what they want to do. They want to go out and try to...
That is creepy behavior.
They think they're influencing the situation, which is a joke.
Yeah, why don't you influence your own family? Go home and be a better dad. Sweet Jesus, you're going to a high schooler's games who's committed to another school on a party bus? What do you have, pom-poms? Did you paint your belly? What the heck? You know what? We are a failed society. That's today's headline. I quit. David, Enrico, and Kenny, you guys have worked me forever. If state fans did it, I'd say the same damn thing, except worse. If it were state fans, please. Oh, my God, I hate people. All right, next.
Terrible idea to try and buy Underwood, in my opinion. Buy a new coach and an AD instead. That is Matt in St. Clair Shores. Mike and Rico, we need a couple years of recruiting.
No, that is not real.
I was just going to keep reading.
Oh, my God, I hate. You know what? I don't belong in this society. There has to be somewhere else.
The jump man.
Oh, my sweet baby Jesus. It is real. I you know what? They're a different species. No, you can stop. Okay. Rico, I am going to throw your phone across the room.
Our bus has wings.
So here's where they'll be this week. Bellevue plays Detroit Catholic Central in Novi.
Look at the people.
So that's where the bus will be this week in Novi.
I mean, okay, that's the beginning. Okay. All right, can I? Yeah, you know what?
We're done.
I don't want to talk to you.
Okay.
I'm just going to go to the callers. I'm going to go to Danny.
I'm sorry, David. What were you saying?
I'm saying the bus will be in Novi because Bellevue plays Detroit Catholic Central this week.
Oh,
tomorrow, actually. Okay. Tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Does anyone agree with me, or am I just one of the Golden Girls where I just think that's embarrassing behavior for adults?
Oh, yes, it's embarrassing. I saw it last week and I laughed.
Hey, Dad, how come you're not coming to my game tonight? Oh, I've got to go lust after a 17-year-old high school quarterback. Don't tell your mother. I got a word for those people. I just can't say it on the air.
I didn't think it was real either when I first saw it. I was like, wait, that is really happening.
Let me go to Taylor, 97.1. What's up, Taylor?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear. What's up, Taylor?
No. First time, long time.
Welcome.
Calling about Jake Paul. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people only want to watch it just to see him get knocked out. And me included, because I don't think he's a real boxer. Like, a guy was spouting off like he is a boxer earlier, but if you look at his record, he only fought Nate Robinson, who's like 5'9", 180. And a couple washed-up MMA fighters. And Jake Paul, 6'1", like 200 pounds. So he really didn't fight anybody. And I don't know if you remember in 2020, Mike Tyson fought Roy Jones. Did you guys watch that fight? Because it was horrible. It was depressing.
I don't want to see old people fight each other. That's not fun to me.
I watched it and, wanted to cry, I guess, watching two grandpas fight. It was horrible. So I don't think this one's going to be any more competitive. I will say, though, that the women actually fighting on the card are legit boxers, so that should be like a decent fight. The other guys fighting under them, too, are real boxers. So those should be good fights. I don't know about any of the other earlier cards. But I will say Jake Paul does prop up real boxers. Like, I think some of them are signed to his, like, company he owns. So he does care about certain real boxers, but not about his own record because he only wants to fight.
Yeah, I just, and Taylor, once again, we talked about it in the first hour for people just joining. It was just the idea of, I don't think Mike Tyson would be allowed to win this fight based on it would destroy Jake Paul's entire value, mm-hmm. and he is a $1 billion industry. You lost to a 60-year-old. They'll put it on your gravestone. It can't happen. Paul's making $40 to $50 million on this fight. Tyson's making 20. Yeah. You lose to a 60-year-old, there's no road back. It invalidates the entire con you've been executing.
Can you even bet on this fight?
I would never. Are you out of your mind?
I'd bet a draw is what I would bet.
Oh.
There will be no winner because Tyson's not going out there to be embarrassed.
Sounds a lot like MSU Illinois. Can that end in a draw?
No.
Well, let me give you this text. I know the group that goes and sees Belleville play, they are branding themselves Hellgate. And they are all delusional Michigan fans.
Yeah, it's, I'm a different species. I'm convinced. Maybe I'm what was inside Sigourney Weaver's belly, an alien, because I am not these people. I, that is so creepy. It is so deranged. And it, you have nothing in your life if you're on that bus to thinking your support of a kid who's committed to LSU. I can't even square the circle.
What is it called again? Hellgate?
Hellgate.
Okay. Hellscape.
Oh, by the way, +1,000 for the fight to end in a draw.
Go ahead, I dare you.
That's the only thing that I would bet.
What's Paul to win?
Paul on points, +270. Paul to KO or TKO, +150. Oh, yeah, this is fixed.
Tyson.
Tyson on points or decision, +1,300.
Knockout.
+230.
Okay. I hope you bet. I hope you win. Just don't ask me.
You got
me
better
to watch.
Odds for a draw than Tyson winning on a decision.
I got -180 for Bielema wearing a duvet cover. I hate Bielema. Oh, I can't stand him. Well, it'll be in an Illini Q-Zip or Rico's bedspread. All right, let's get some music. Let's touch the table. I believe NFL style this time. It is football today.
It is Thursday, which means we review the best quarterbacks. As a matter of fact, the top 10 quarterbacks of the past week.
And this is individual performances on a week-by-week basis. This is not Rico saying this is where they rank in the National Football League all time or for the season. So please, don't go crazy on tickets.
No, please don't. And after 5 interceptions, Jared Goff will not be in the top 10. Sorry.
I think we all are accepting of that.
But here's the sad reality. He was close to making it. Just but at number 10, Patrick Mahomes. 28 of 42, 266 yards, 1 touchdown. He rushed for 19 yards.
They scored 14 points. 13 points. I don't like this selection, David, but I have a hard time fighting it because I know what he's going to do. But he won on a blocked field goal.
See, here's what it is. I'm willing and I want to do that. But when you said that Goff almost made it, that means it wasn't a good list this week. So I'm okay with Patrick Mahomes at 10.
Yeah.
At number 9, Will Levis. 18 of 23.
I got to go.
175 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also rushed for 41 yards and lost.
I mean, they scored touchdowns. I guess that's the barometer for this. So it beats what Mahomes gave you. They weren't terrible. It's just Chargers are a pretty well-balanced team, well-coached team under Harbaugh. I'll live with it. But, man, if Levis is 9, Mahomes 10, bro, what did we have to work with this week?
A lot of picks were thrown this past week. So losses, you play well and you lose, that's okay.
You just go out there and just give the ball away. I can't reward that. Justin Herbert at number 8, 14 of 28 for 164 yards, one touchdown. He rushed for 32 yards and also scored another touchdown in a win over Tennessee.
In another universe, you know, again, if it wasn't such a long shot, but Herbert could be start to be discussed as an MVP candidate, couldn't he? If he leads the Chargers to 11 or 12 wins, the Chargers win a playoff game. And when he's being asked to throw the ball, he's doing really – look, I'm just saying, he's blossoming under Harbaugh's tutelage. It's happening quickly, and they've helped him. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play some defense.
He's blossoming, Mike, but he needs that – oh, he threw for 4 or 5 touchdowns in a game. Like, he's consistent. He's just going out there getting the job done,
mm-hmm.
but it's not special. Speaking of not special, Russell Wilson coming in at number 7.
David's going to slap you.
14 of 28, 195 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception in a win over Washington.
David,
I am so interested to see who you have above him. 3 touchdowns and you have him at number 7?
Through a pick.
The game-winning touchdown for the – come on. He's better than 7.
195 yards.
But he played what he needed to do. He managed that game.
Derek Carr, number 6, 16 of 25, 269 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a win over Atlanta.
No. Russell Wilson should be above him.
Oh.
Game-winning touchdown.
How have you gone from a guy who hated Russell Wilson to a shill? Do you want to help me with that?
Because we're 7-2. I have to go with the train at this point. I don't like Russell Wilson, but we're 7-2 leading the division. Yes, I'm all in.
Okay.
Well, you're going to hate me.
Uh-oh.
For number 5. 25 of 36, 353 yards, 2 touchdowns, rush for 17 yards. Is that good enough or no?
Sure.
Brock Purdy.
Oh, come on.
In a win over Tampa.
No, it's not okay.
Oh.
Brock Purdy.
David, he's not wrong. Come on.
He's not.
And his throw to Kittle was outstanding.
Yeah, he had a really good game. Like, really
for
good game.
For a week, we can stop the slander and be somewhat sincere. Purdy was incredible because Baker wasn't letting that team loose.
No.
And he battled back and he battled back and he battled back and his idiot kicker missed 3 kicks. His long snapper got choked out by Debo. There's a lot going on in that game.
If there was a such thing as an MVP loser, it would be Baker Mayfield. Like, Baker, he's never going to win the MVP. He doesn't quit. Even though the team is bad, he's like, guys, we still have a chance in this thing. And they do until they lose.
If the MVP was actually given for value, right, Baker should be in the discussion. He is on a team that has lost every meaningful weapon. Their offensive line's been a train wreck all year. And Baker, every week, either wins or has his team in a spot to win, and that's back-to-back weeks. They play Kansas City. They go to overtime. He never gets to touch the ball in overtime. The next week, they go to San Francisco, and what happens here? It is a back-and-forth deal. He stiff-armed Nick Bosa, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. You should win the MVP on that alone. I mean, to keep a 270-pound guy from murdering you and delivering a clutch throw.
On fourth down. So, yeah. At number 4, we go out to the desert. Kyler Murray, 22 of 24. Very Jared Goff-like.
Yes, but guess what? He's turning into a real quarterback.
No, he is, Mike. 266 yards, threw 4 touchdowns, rushed for 21 yards, and scored 2 touchdowns on the ground, David. No picks. That's why he's ahead.
He's playing great this year. And the fact that I see tape of him going through progressions, not just trying to run the ball, but going through his progressions and making the right throw, the right decision. Yeah, he deserves it.
You know what it is? I think that the Cardinals are kind of getting the Lions treatment from a few years ago. It's the Lions, so you really don't take them seriously until you are either losing or in a close game. You're like, man, I really wish we would have studied a lot more this week because I don't know what they're about to run. At number 3, Jalen Hurts, 14 of 20, 202 yards, 2 touchdowns. He also rushed for 56 yards and scored 2 touchdowns in a win over Dallas.
Painful for me.
It was Dallas.
Yeah, it's kind of part of it. Look, I'll leave my hatred of the Eagles out of it. My problem would be he played a dead team, but we got limited to go on here. Quarterback play in the NFL right now is a big-time struggle. So I'm not going to put up a fight.
And number two, we're going to go Lamar Jackson. 25 of 33, 290 yards, four touchdowns. He rushed for 33 yards in a win over Cincinnati. He's getting it done. He's getting it done with his arm.
He's your MVP. He'll win it a third time. I'll get upset about it. He'll tank a playoff game.
You know what it is?
I'll laugh.
I think this past week, it went from being a discussion of him and Goff. Goff threw five picks just kind of walked out and said, we're good.
Two of the last 3 weeks, Goff gave you a 62-yard passing game. Mm-hmm. Not his fault, but reality. And then a five-interception game. You're done. It's over. And that's okay. He can still be my quarterback. I still love him. Yeah. I still think you're going to win a Super Bowl.
Still finding ways to win.
But yeah, you can leave out all the MVP stuff.
As he says, we're just built different. And at number one, even though they lost the game, David, does this go to your standards?
Daniel Jones.
34 of 56, 428 yards, four touchdown passes, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he balled out. He has no defense. They have no defense in Cincinnati, but he balled out. He did his part.
That stat line should win you pretty much every game in the NFL.
I mean, that's the guy to me. That's another. He's the AFC equivalent of Baker. He's playing so well, and this team just will not help him. They will not. I mean, that defense is awful. And Burrow is just every game. And it just, I know he won't win it, but I'll tell you, must be nice to be Lamar with all that talent around him. Jesus.
That's your QB Week 10 rankings, 97-1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.